Once they're born, babies have a lot to learn. You have to teach them how to walk and talk and dress themselves, and the list goes on and on. But they do come equipped with a few built-in skills, one of which you'll discover almost immediately. Of course, hearing a newborn cry is actually a good thing. Doctors say it clears mucus from the airways and causes their little lungs to expand. But maybe there's a reason babies feel like crying, a reason that has roots in our relationship with Jesus. We'll talk about that next on today's edition of Grace Walk. Babies cry for lots of reasons. They're cold, wet, or hungry, or scared. And since they're all four of those things when they're born, it's no wonder that most of the little tykes scream their lungs out the second they exit the womb. But is there a deeper reason for a baby's cry? Well, author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh believes that the best clue about what makes babies cry is what so often makes them stop.
The single most effective remedy for a baby's cry is to be cradled in the arms of his mother. Nurtured at the bosom of his mother, hysterical babies drift off into a peaceful sleep. Based on that fact, one might conclude that the need babies come into the world screaming to have met is the need for love and intimacy. That's a need that all of us have. But the Bible says, in fact, it was Jesus who said to his heavenly Father in John 17, "I pray that you'll make my love known to them, and that the love with which you did love me may be in them as I am in them." God loves you.
For more about God's love for you, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a free copy of Who You Are in Christ. Again, that's 1-800-472-2311 or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.